Blog Talk Radio. Father.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness.
Yeah.
We thank you, dear God, for your power.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we serve a God in whom is all power.
Mm-hmm.
We were saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom is all power.
Mm-hmm.
We are preserved and kept by the Holy Spirit, in whom is all power. And so we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, that when it seems, Lord, that we are at the end of our strength, Father, when it seems, Lord, that our spirit is empty, dear God, Lord, you pour out a blessing, dear God, and in you is power and strength, and so we feel sometimes that we can't go another further. Lord, you increase our strength, dear God, and so we give you glory this morning, dear God, for your goodness. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for you know, Lord, what we stand in need of.
Amen.
You know how big a portion to give us, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, you know, dear God, how to help us, dear God. And so, Lord, when it seems, Lord, that we have a need, Lord, we look around, Lord, and you have us saying a word that helps someone else. Lord, we give you glory this morning, dear God,
Amen.
For your goodness. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence this morning, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be in our midst, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, that you would satisfy the grieving heart.
Bring
Lord, that you would satisfy the longing heart.
Yes.
Dear God, that you would satisfy the needy heart this morning. Father, that you would even satisfy the joyful heart, for we know, Lord,
yes.
that you are able to give joy unspeakable and full of glory. We
yes.
thank you, Lord, for what you're able to do, dear
yes.
God. And we look to you in faith. faith, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, so no matter what our need might be, dear God, Father, whether we're going to the doctor to face a procedure or a surgery, Lord, whether we're looking, Lord, at a payment that we're not sure how we're going to make it, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, if we're looking even at an uncertain future, dear God, Lord, we know that you are there. And so, Father, we look up to you, dear God, from whence cometh all of our help. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless this morning, dear Father. Remember each request, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak, Lord, to hearts and minds, dear God, Lord, who have not been redeemed. We pray this morning, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds, dear Father, who don't know the sweet salvation in thee, dear Father. For, Lord, at one time, we didn't know it either, dear God. Father, we were lost and undone without you, dear God. But, Lord, you spoke peace to our hearts through your word. And so we give you glory this morning, dear God, for all that you have done and continue to do in our lives. And, Lord, you have not stopped. Lord, we know, dear God, that your dear son Jesus is standing at your right hand, still intervening, still importuning for lost souls, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that your mercy will still extend, Lord, to receive that soul. Humble themselves and come to you, Lord, seeking salvation. We know that you're able to save. Lord, truly, we are witnesses of your saving power and of your keeping grace. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that your mercy and your grace will be extended, Lord, to souls and minds who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Father, we pray, dear God, who are our prayerless, dear God.
Yes.
Many have been there for a long time, but you are still God.
Yes.
Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless, Lord, and comfort them, dear Father, on their sickbed, dear Father. Help them, Lord, even to realize, dear God, that many times in their affliction, they're still serving you, dear God, because they are a divine example of suffering, that we might know that there is a God in heaven, Lord, who is able to sustain them, even on a sickbed. There is a God in heaven who is keeping them in their salvation so that they don't have to fall. They don't have to go into sin. Even though the outward man perish, so the inward man can be renewed day by day. We thank you, dear God, Father, for these things. Father, we pray, Lord, that you remember those who are pressed away to be here this morning, even in affliction, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would touch Sister Carol in a special way, dear God. Father, pray that you would give her a touch. Lord, we know, dear God, all that she has done, dear Father, over the past few weeks, dear God. Father, how you have kept her strong. Lord, how you have kept her going, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, to continue touch upon her. Lord, give her a touch, Lord, where she anywhere that she's aching, dear Father. Lord, she never said, Lord, I'm hurting or I'm aching, dear Father. Lord, she would just grab her cane and go. And sometimes, Lord, she would forget the cane. And, Lord, she would still go in the strength, Lord, that you've given her, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for how you've used her, dear Father. Likewise, Brother Carol by his side, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, to touch upon him. We pray, Lord, to touch on his body, dear Father. Pray, Lord, you would touch his affliction, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, Lord, that where he's aching, Lord, it's no worse than it was, dear God. Even that, Lord, he was out on yesterday at the pantry, dear Father, still looking to do, Lord, your will. Father, we pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon him, and we thank you for him, dear God. Father, we know, dear God, truly, Lord, that when we look at Brother and Sister Carol, dear Father, we realize, Lord, that there's nothing too hard for you. And, Lord, it gives us something of an understanding, dear God, of how Joshua, dear Father, could say that his strength was not abated, dear Father. Lord, how you kept him, dear Father, and you used him, Lord, because he went in your strength, Father, Brother, Sister Carol, going in your strength, dear God, and not them only, dear God. Sister Holmes is here this morning, dear God. Sister Holmes is at the service on Friday, dear God. Lord, she's going in your strength, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, and truly there an encouragement, Lord, to those who are some number of years younger than they are, dear God, that, Lord, you've been true to them, and Lord, you'll also be true to us, dear Father, if we'll just stay true to you. Lord, we thank you for our older saints, dear God, Lord, how they serve you with zeal, dear God, and with knowledge, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you bless them, dear Father, and how they encourage us, dear God, to continue to run on to see what the end will be. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our younger saints, dear God, those who are new in Christ Jesus, dear Father. We thank you for them, dear Father, so we realize, Lord, that, Lord, this is the way the church goes on, dear Father. So we pray, dear God, that you would strengthen, dear God, Brother DeAndre, dear God.
Yeah.
We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen Sister Maria, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless them together, dear God. Help them, Lord, to raise little Tatum in the nurture and admonition of thee, dear God, that they would know that he would know that there is a God in heaven whom they serve, that he would know that there's a God in heaven who wants him, Lord, to turn his life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, you would bless. Lord, remember Brother Pierre and Sister Margarita in like manner, dear Father. Lord, that they would raise little Angela in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, dear Father. Lord, just we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Brother Brandon and Sister Chanel, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you would bless them together. We thank you, Lord, for their marriage, dear Father. Help them, Lord, to continue to be knitted together in thee, dear God, giving you glory, dear Father, for what you have done for them. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give traveling mercies, dear Father, for our loved ones who will be traveling back home, dear Father. Lord, we realize, dear Father, Brother DeAndre and Sister Maria Tatum, Lord, have a long way to travel, dear Father, to be back home. But Father, we know, Lord, that you brought them and you will take them safely, dear God. All of our confidence is in you, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you did for Sister Maria for her job, dear Father. Let us know, Lord, you're working behind the scenes, Lord, at times when we can't even see it, dear Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would be with Sister Maria on her new job. Lord, we know that it's you, dear Father. And we know, dear God, that whatever position, dear Father, she is in, that she will show forth Christ to all of her co-workers. They will know that she serves God. They will know because she can't hide. Lord, we pray, and she doesn't want to hide. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, Lord, to be a blessing, dear Father. Lord, that she may even, that there's someone there, dear God, who wants to know of the hope that is in her. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give her, Lord, the word that she would, Lord, know that, be able to tell them, dear Father, that she serves the Lord Christ. Yeah. Father, we pray, Lord, that you remember Brother Brandon and Sister Chanel as they travel back home. Likewise, dear Father, give them traveling mercies, dear Father. They have already traveled, dear God. But we thank you, Lord, that you brought them here, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would be with them and help them to know, Lord, that even when they're not traveling, Lord, when they're there in New Mexico, we're still praying for them, dear Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would remember Sister Regina, dear Father, for the procedure that she has to have done. Dear Father, wherever the doctors have to go, in her neck, Lord, you've already been there, dear Father, and we know, dear God, that you're able to bless, dear Father. Lord, whatever is there, dear God, whatever they're looking for, dear Lord, you already know what's there, you know what has to be done, and so, Lord, we leave her in your hands, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that you will be there with her every step of the way, dear God. Lord, calm any nerves, dear Father, that might come up, dear God. Help her, Lord, just to relax in thee, dear God, knowing, dear Father, that you will raise her up. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with Brother Morgan in a special way, dear God, for his eyes, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless him, be with him, touch him, dear God. Lord, help him to know, dear God, that you are the great physician, dear Father, and you are able to heal, dear God, according, Lord, to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Have your way this morning, dear Father. We pray, Lord, your anointing, dear Father, on Minister Jenkins, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her, dear God. Empower her, dear God, with your word. Imbue her with power from on high by your spirit, dear God, that you would preach the word of God with boldness, dear God. Lord, that we may receive a blessing. We thank you, dear God, for Minister Scott. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Scott and Sister Scott, Lord, and how they ministered to us all those weeks, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon them. Anoint them, dear Father. Lord, give them a double portion, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus, for truly, dear God, they were a blessing to this congregation, dear God. Father, and Brother Scott, we were such a blessing, dear Father. Lord, with the message that he gave, dear Father, on Friday. We thank you, Lord, for that message, dear Father, and how our souls are still feeding off of it, dear God. Lord, we just pray, dear God, that you would have your way in them, dear God. Father, we pray for Sister D in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for her. We love her so much, dear God. Lord, we just want her to know that Father, day by day, moment by moment, dear Father, give her what she stands in need of, dear Father. Lord, hear her humble cry, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, you bless her, protect her, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would strengthen her children, dear God, to be a help to her, and pray, Lord, your blessings and comfort on them also, dear Father. Lord, we pray that you would have your way, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would remember Brother Jackson's request, dear Father, on behalf of his son, William. Lord, keep him from harm and danger on the highway, dear Father. Go before that truck, dear God. Father, pray, Lord, you protect him, dear Father. Dear God, and going up in the higher elevations into the mountains, dear God, and he may encounter snow or ice, dear Father, but Lord, it's nothing more that you haven't made, dear Father. So we're praying, Lord, that you would keep him safe over the highway, dear God, even as you kept our dear brother Lawrence safe, dear God, as he was traveling over the highway all those many years. Father, what you did to brother Lawrence, you're able to do, Lord, for William. And Father, we're praying not only for William's safety on the highway, but we're praying for his soul, dear God. Father, that he would, Lord, he's asking for prayer, dear God. So, Lord, we're persuaded, Lord, that his mind has turned toward thee, dear God. Yeah. Father, he realizes, dear God, that out there, dear God, in all those different states, over all that countryside, he needs someone other than himself to keep him safe. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would, Lord, help him, dear Father. Speak to his heart while he's on the highway. Him and this trucking mate, dear God. Lord, help them, dear Father, to be aware, dear God, that the saints are praying for them, dear God. But Lord, that you have a calling on his life, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Wigfell, a special way. We don't see her this morning, dear God. So we pray, Lord, that you would be with her, bless her, dear God, and supply her every need. Father, not forgetting about London, dear Father. This child, he was sick this morning, dear God. He was sitting in Sunday school class, dear God. And Lord, he went to the restroom, came back, and he was shivering, dear God. And he felt his head, dear God. He was feverish, dear God. He was warm, so, dear Father, he's lying down, dear God. But Father, we know, Lord, that you're able to touch him, dear God, even in his sleep, dear God. You're able to touch him more so that when he awakens, he feels better. So we're praying for this child, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, that you would give him a touch, dear God. Give him what he stands in need of. Lord, have your way, Lord, in this service, Father. Those that we've forgotten to pray for, Lord, you know all about it, dear Father. We know you're able. Not forgetting Sister Summers, dear God, and Brother Charles Lewis, dear God.